Track 7, The Mardler. And now to The Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Mighty big celebration. Carol Robinson, founder of empowering Norwich jewellery brand One of a Kind Club, was among a group of small business owners who invited to a reception at the House of Lords. She took part in Small Business Britain's Small and Mighty Enterprise programme, which has been helping to supercharge micro-businesses. Said Carol, "It was an honour to be at this programme with so many inspirational small business leaders. To be invited to the House of Lords was an amazing way to celebrate small business success." A stylish day out. Visitors to Gerald Ladies' Day at Fakenham Racecourse put their best fashion foot forward. The event, which has been supported by Gerald for the past 5 occasions, has now become a staple in the social calendar, and this year's event attracted a record number of visitors. As well as being an opportunity to enjoy a traditional great British pastime, it's also a chance to take part in some seriously stylish competitions. The style spotting team, including the Gerald personal stylists Florrie Dunn, Katie Michaels and Tim Benz, were out in force, approaching people who they felt had great style to take part in the competitions on the chairman's lawn. Best dressed couple and best hat. Winners took away goodies, including Gerald gift cards, champagne and membership to Fakenham Racecourse.
Royal visitors. The Duke and Duchess of Gloucester viewed Norfolk Castle Museum's exhibition, The Last Voyage of the Gloucester, and attended a reception at the Norfolk Club during a visit to the city. A lunch was hosted by the club chairman, Ian Turner, and the couple were presented with a lifetime honorary membership by the club president, Peter Black. After signing the visitor's book, the Duchess was presented with a posy of flowers by Sophia Molyneux, a pupil at the Norwich School.